we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Hey, it's Bassmasters Classic Week. They're back on the Tennessee River out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Rocking the river, as they say. We're going to talk to Texas angler fishing his ninth Bassmaster Classic, Keith Combs, about that and some other topics today. I think you'll enjoy maybe getting to know Keith a little better than you do now. I'm Billy Kinder. Welcome to the Camp House Front Door, brought to you by Calming Care, the very gentle probiotic that helps settle our dogs, the overbarker, the overjumper. It works gently over time, not a drug. Learn more about Calming Care if that is your dog. Click on that little box of Calming Care at kinderoutdoors.com, and I spell that K-I-N-D-E-R. The Tennessee River. Ott Defoe won the Classic last time it was on the Tennessee River. This week, the river hosts a field of 55 anglers for the 2023 Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic, presented by Toyota. Competition kicked off on the lake yesterday, runs through tomorrow. Daily takeoffs if you're in the neighborhood. Volunteer landing in downtown Knoxville at 7:15 each morning. Weigh-ins each day in the Thompson Bowling Arena on the University of Tennessee campus. Doors will open at 3:15 each afternoon. Weigh-ins start about 4:15. The winning angler? Well, he's going to take home the coveted Ray Scott Bassmaster Classic Trophy and a big, fat $300,000 check. Tournament waters include portions of the Holston and French Broad Rivers, the confluence of which forms the Tennessee River headwaters. The dominant waters in competition are Fort Loudoun Lake, the first of nine reservoirs on the Tennessee, and Tellico Lake, which links to Fort Loudoun through a canal that passes beneath the U.S. Highway 321 bridge. While the anglers are on the water, back in town, it's the annual Bassmaster Classic Outdoors Expo, presented by the U.S. Army at the Knoxville Convention Center and adjacent World's Fair Exhibit Hall. Exhibitors on site selling a variety of merchandise for fishing, hunting, camping, and a whole lot more. Hours for the expo today, Saturday, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Sunday, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And if you're not in Knoxville, Tennessee, Bassmaster Live has full coverage at Bassmaster.com, Tubi, and the Fox Sports digital platforms. FS1 broadcasting live with the tournament leaders Saturday and Sunday mornings, and then yielding to afternoon action on Fox Network on Championship Sunday. A full viewing schedule can be found at kinderoutdoors.com. It's a huge weekend for bass fishing fans everywhere, the Bassmasters Classic. Special guest on the show today is fishing his ninth Classic this week. From Huntington, Texas, on famous Sam Rayburn Lake, I had a chance to catch up with Keith Combs a couple of days before the Classic kickoff to get his opinion and thoughts. He's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But right now, let's bring it in from Knoxville, Tennessee, to East Texas, Lake Fork, Texas, and the world's richest one-fish, big-fish crappie tournament. My old buddy J. Don Reeve is always a huge part of this and works very hard towards this day every year. Welcome back to the show, J. Don. You're actually in a high school parking lot somewhere in East Texas.
Yeah, we're in the parking lot outside of Raines High School football stadium. We're getting ready for the big weigh-in for the 10th annual Crappie Fest tournament, the biggest big crappie tournament in the country. 2 o'clock, everybody's got to be in weigh-in line, and we got vendors setting up. We got boats on display. We got all sorts of fun for everybody.
And going to give away $1,000 to somebody, and you don't even have to catch fish.
Don't even have to catch a fish. Yep, that's right. Participants that don't catch a fish are eligible for multiple $1,000 golden tickets that are going to be drawn there at the event. So good luck to all the anglers, but you don't even have to catch a fish. Come on out and see all the action.
And if people are scrambling around, they want to come fish with you today, how late can they register and try to go catch big fish?
We have registration open until 7 a.m. You just need to show up at the, there's people there at the parking lot of Lake Fork Trophy Lures there in Emory, Texas. We got people waiting on you right there. If you're listening to this and it's before 7 a.m., swing by there, pay your entry fee, and you're good to go.
Okay, very good. It's going to be another big day, and it all benefits the fight against ovarian cancer, and that's very personal for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, my wife, Rhonda, is a 7-year survivor of ovarian cancer. She's doing great. She's had another recurrence going through chemo again, but she's fighting, and she's going to come out on top once again. So she's going to be here today. So come out and say hello to her and, bring the whole family. It's going to be a great time today.
Everybody needs to be at Lake Fork today. Jay, hats off for the hard work behind Crappie Fest every year. Now in its 10th year, I hope you have a great day. Let me know how things go.
Hey, we'll do it. Thank you so much, Billy. We'll talk to you soon.
The world's richest one fish, big fish crappie tournament, Lake Fork, Texas today. This corner of the camphouse brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. Order it from Chewy.com. If you own a dog, you really ought to have Fortiflora in the fridge. Hey, we're going to make a little run to the coffee pot, and then 9-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier, Keith Combs joins us.
It's professional angler Keith Combs. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
You've worked hard your entire life, and now that place is yours. Ensure the security of your livestock and wildlife with Tejas Ranch and Game Fence. You appreciate a job well done, and that's our focus at Tejas. High deer fence, horse and cattle specific fences, fences that keep the hogs out and the peace of mind intact. Decades of high performance in fencing, land clearing, and happy landowners. TEJAS, TejasRanchFence.com.
The Quail Coalition has drawn the line. Quail decline stops here. South and West Texas and Western Oklahoma are the last strong natural regions for wild bobwhite quail. We've all watched the drastic decline across the southern states of the iconic bobwhite. The Quail Coalition has vowed to do all within human power to not only stop quail decline, but build a future where the quail will flourish across all of its original habitat. If true quail conservation is important to you, please visit quailcoalition.org. Consider a membership, attend one of our fundraising banquets, and please consider starting a chapter in your home state. Together, let's sustain and restore huntable wild quail populations. Let's encourage and educate interested youth. Let's keep the most brilliant quail minds on earth working on a bright future for our quails. The first step, visit our website, quailcoalition.org.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
The Wild Sheep Foundation. Our purpose sounds simple, to put and keep wild sheep on the mountain. But from where we stand to the top of the mountain is a challenging and exciting journey. To be successful, we support the top scientific minds in wildlife research. We tell the story and history of the wild sheep in North America to those around us, like you. And step by step, we protect and grow wild sheep populations. If not for the Wild Sheep Foundation, more than $115 million in care, concern, and conservation work would not have happened over the past 40 years. Important work that has seen our wild sheep populations grow from 25,000 or so in the 1950s to more than 85,000 today. Learn more about the worldwide leader in wild sheep conservation. Secure a membership. Attend a banquet. Bid on an auction item. Make an impact on top of the mountain. WildSheepFoundation.org. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. Yeah, and I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
There are plenty of fish in the creek behind the camp house. Feel free to take a ride down from the wall and catch a few. Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, thanks so much for hanging out around our campfire here at Kinder Outdoors. Come back next week and bring a buddy with you next time, okay? I want to say congratulations to Austin Prescorn. Austin is 15 years old, and he just shot a magnificent elk in the state of Virginia, and it's a very historic elk because this has been the first elk season, organized elk season, in Virginia history. A massive 10-year restoration project resulted in this inaugural hunt. His dad, Bo Prescorn, bought a handful of raffle tickets for the big giveaway. Thought he might win some binoculars or something. And turns out he won the grand prize. He won the tag to take this first historic elk in the great state. And when I say historic and giant, how about 413 7/8 inches? Yeah, Bo passed that tag on to his son, Austin. Austin did a fine job with the rifle, and he's smiling big on that Kinder Outdoors bragging board. Go check him out with his magnificent Virginia elk. Let's go to Tennessee right now. The Tennessee River hosting the Bassmaster Classic this week, and my old buddy Keith Combs is fishing this event. I caught up with him just a couple of days before competition got underway.
Well, man, I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. And, you know, we're taping this a few days before the Bassmaster Classic on the Tennessee River. So at the time of this airing, I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, that makes two of us. It's an exciting week, man. Always good to be in the Bassmaster Classic. And, you know, this is a good place for it. It's a good setup, good venue. Guys will be able to do whatever they want to do and catch fish.
There you go. Is this your ninth classic?
It is. I believe it is.
Did you ever, before you qualified as an angler, were you fortunate enough to attend a classic, go take it all in?
You know, I never did go to one. There were several times I could have went and checked it out, and I always said, you know what, I'm gonna make that thing. I'm gonna make it. So that's how I'm gonna get there. And that was my kind of rule of thumb. But once you get to compete in one of those, it drives you every single day to get back to it.
I'm sure that's all you think about all year long is getting back up there again. For folks that don't know Keith Combs, he is a home run hitter. He is a Hank Aaron in the bass fishing world. He likes to catch giants. And he's proven that out by moving to one of the most famous big bass bodies of water on the planet. You live in Huntington, Texas, down there by Sam Rayburn. How big is the town? How many red lights are there in Huntington, Texas?
Well, in Huntington, there's one. So, you know, we kind of got out of there and moved to the outskirts of Huntington to get out of that rat race. But
yeah, it was getting a little too tight around town, so you had to move to the suburbs of Huntington,
yeah,
Texas.
We're out in the suburbs, but we live really close to closer to Rayburn, and you know, that lets me get out on Rayburn and enjoy it more and hone my skills.
You know, within 20 miles of that red light, in Huntington, Texas. Are there more 10-pound bass or human beings?
Definitely 10-pound bass.
That's a good place to be. Fish have always, bass particularly, have always dictated kind of where you live. You follow the bass. That's where you make your home.
It really has, especially in my younger days. You know, I was, you know, not, I was basically, like you said, moving where the bite was. And when Amstead was hot, I was there and guiding and just, I got to learn so much about fishing because the fishing was so good, and did the same thing on Falcon when it was at its best. You know, I lived down there, and, you know, now I've kind of settled in the Rayburn area just to be a little more central for traveling, and it's always good. You know, it's not, it's, you know, it's not like a Falcon when it was in its prime, but day in and day out, you got to shoot for 20-plus pounds on Rayburn, and that's a good lake.
Absolutely. You know, OH Ivy has grabbed all the headlines now for 2 or 3 years, and rightfully so. They are just on fire at Ivy. But if you want to fish a true Texas legend, a bucket list lake that's just, it's just going to be good year after year after year, decade after decade, it's Sam Rayburn.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, Ivy, had it not got so much publicity, things might be a little different down there, but it is definitely the place to go to target a really, really big fish right now. I mean, if you're looking for the fish of a lifetime, and that's 12 to 13, 14-pound bass, Ivy's the place to go. But, you know, I think a lot more people will make that trip and leave Ivy saying, gosh, you know, that was tougher than I thought. But consistently, you know, you've got a chance at a really big one at Rayburn, and you got a chance at a lot of good fish, and that's what I'm looking for.
What makes that lake so good decade after decade? I mean, you look at that lake all the way back to its roots, and it's just been a great bass fishery. Why is that?
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's really a big flat lake. A lot of big flats extend way out into the lake, so that just gives the fish a lot of different options. It always has hydrilla, and when the lake is full or over full, which it's been over full quite a bit in the last few years, it's got so much brush. Well, for example, I was out there last week, and the lake is at normal level, but you can't access probably most of the bass right now because they're still at normal level, pushed so far back in that brush. So unlike most lakes, that gives them a great spawn, and then it gives the fry a great chance to survive, you know, from predators. So Rayburn's amount of cover and the amount of bait fish it has, I think, are the two main factors to making it such a great lake.
Listen, if they're up in the sticks so far that Keith Combs can't get them, you might as well watch the March Madness or something. Because you ain't going to get them either. Hey, Keith, Big Sam gets an immense amount of pressure. It's incredible the number of tournaments that go out on Rayburn. But it just, do you, I don't see it affecting that lake negatively too much. You would know better than me, though. Does the pressure ever get to that lake?
Well, you know, I think it can definitely handle it better than any other lake that I've ever fished anywhere in the country. It can handle the pressure, but yes, it does. I mean, it does affect it. I can see when I go out there during the week, fishing is definitely easier than when tournament time rolls around and the weekend comes and there's a lot of boats on the river, and it gets tougher. But like I said, you know, it handles the pressure good day in and day out. It produces. But pressure definitely affects even a big lake like Rayburn. But, you know, a lot of guys are, you know, catching and releasing on the really big ones. That's important. And so Rayburn's always going to be good.
I want to know about this. Does Jennifer, does your wife Jennifer bass fish? Does she like to go?
Oh, yeah. I think she likes to fish more than I do. she fished with me. We had that little break when we came back from Seminole. And it was a pretty weekend, and we went out to Rayburn, and she caught an 8-pounder. So that's about 4 pounds bigger than anything I caught that day.
Well, how often does she win the boat when you guys go out together?
I mean,
I make it a point to let her win all the time.
And that's your story, and you're sticking to it, right?
That's it. That's my story.
Keith Combs is fishing the Bassmaster Classic today, this week, in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Tennessee River. We're going to take just a short break, Keith, and then we want to talk to you a little bit about river fishing and the Tennessee River in particular, if you can hang on.
I'll be here. Sounds good.
I am a major fan of the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation. They teach our kids outdoor skills in school. Takes money to make that happen. And they're going to have their fourth annual dinner, auction, and concert featuring Flatland Cavalry at Gillies in Dallas coming up on April 20th. I have the details for you at kinderoutdoors.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and I want to make sure that all of our calendars are marked with the dates for our 2023 annual military charity golf event. The dates are March 26th and 27th of 2023. We'll be returning to the Wild Dunes Resort on the Isle of Palms in South Carolina. Now here's the best part. The proceeds from this military charity golf event, supported by Freedom Hunters, goes to award the honorable service personnel of our U.S. and Canadian Armed Forces with outdoor adventures. There's no better cause than honoring the courageous men and women that protect our freedom. So go to jimshockeyclassic.com to register. So again, that's March 26th and 27th of 2023 at the Wild Dunes Resort. And by the way, that's the South Carolina coast in the springtime. It doesn't get any better than that. I'll see you there.
Can you imagine 20-plus sailfish in a single day? Welcome to Costa Rica's rich fishing history. The marlin catch is as good as any spot on earth. Blue marlin, sailfish, mahi, and tuna. From the moment your feet touch down in beautiful Costa Rica, you'll discover a new love in your life. The landscape, the people, the food, the salty air and year-round fishable temperatures and calm waters. At Carib Sea Sport Fishing, we're prepared for your group with a fleet of some of the most successful vessels in this sport fishing area. Call your buddies or make it a couple's trip to Costa Rica. Enjoy world-class Caribbean sport fishing, endless shopping, beaches, spectacular wildlife. Discover the landscape by horseback. Carib Sea Sport Fishing offers a variety of trips, offshore, inshore, overnight, half day, full day, every day. Come see us now at catchafishincostarica.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
You know, this is a fast-changing world. As a matter of fact, you may not recognize your little universe as compared to just 2 years ago. But there are some bedrock stepping stones that'll take you through tough times. If you want to catch the girl, be nice. If you want to catch the ball, use both hands. And if you want to catch the fish, start early.
About 6:45.
And stick with what's dependable, like Chevy trucks. At Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, Texas, we work hard every day to be dependable in delivering you and your precious cargo to the fishing hole, whether that's across the county or the country, and back again. At Classic Chevrolet, we can't make love grow. But we can be dependable in making sure that you're there when it does.
Have you ever hugged or kissed a fish before?
Yep.
ClassicChevrolet.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
We the people, and our right to bear arms, and our right to free speech, gather here. This is Kender Outdoors.
They sell memberships now at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country, corporate, family, and individual. Maybe that'll make it easier for you to visit the ranch more often. And that's a good thing. Joshua Creek Ranch.
He's one of my favorite bass anglers, has been for a long time, Keith Combs. Thank you for spending some time with us today, Keith.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here.
You're on the Tennessee River this week. You guys are fishing a Bassmaster Classic on the Tennessee River. That's a whole lot different than Sam Rayburn, Texas. You're river fishing. What do you think about river fishing? Are you a fan?
I like the place. It's a tough fishery. I believe I fished four other events in Fort Loudoun Teleco on the Tennessee River, and they've always been tough. But that's just something that it's going to be the same tough fishery for everybody. The way the place sets up, totally different than really anything we have in Texas. But some of the lakes in the central part of the state, like Belton and some of the lakes I grew up fishing, they have some similarities, except they don't have the current that this place has, but they got the same kind of rock banks and some of the same type of look, overall, I mean, it's not a place I would go and say, I can't wait to go there because the fishing is going to be off the chart, but there's not a lot of places I can think of that set up better for a Bassmaster Classic than where we're going.
This time of year can be rainy. You never know what you're going to get, so do you expect water to be flowing pretty steady the entire time?
I'm not, looking at the forecast, it doesn't look like it's going to be really rolling that hard. It looks like it's going to be very cold. We're probably going to be seeing temperatures in the very, very cold water temperatures. So, despite the fact that bass are spawning all over Texas and in a lot of lakes, I think here it's going to be more of a winter pre-spawn type tournament.
Yeah, we've got some temperatures well down around Sam Rayburn and from like Lake Whitney and further south in Texas. We're seeing some 60 plus degree water now. North Texas is almost there. But man, in Tennessee and on the Tennessee River, it's a whole different ball game up there. And I've given Keith Combs a really tough job. We're actually recording this interview a few days before the Classic, so I'm asking him to do a little guesswork about the water and all. So I really appreciate your effort. How is somebody going to go about winning this? Talk to me about baits. How's somebody going to go about winning this thing?
Gosh, if you look at Lake Fort, there's really two lakes. There's Lake Fort Loudoun and there's Lake Teleco, and then there's a stretch that I would just consider the Tennessee River that leads into Fort Loudoun. They're two really different places. A Fort Loudoun tournament, it's probably going to be, if the whole field had to fish Fort Loudoun, I would say it's going to be typical pre-spawn bank beach type stuff. A lot of small crankbaits, lipless crankbaits, duck cricket, spinnerbait, those types of things, jig. you know, up there in less than 3 or 4 foot of water, mostly targeting pockets and creeks and things like that. But the wild card is Lake Tellico. It'll be a long run to get to that lake, but it's clear, and there's a lot of different things you could do in Tellico, like catch them deep. So, you know, who knows? I mean, I think most people are going to choose the Fort Loudoun type of game plan because it's, you know, it's a closer lake. But I think somebody could still go to Tellico, find something special, and, you know, went to thing fishing deep water.
Give us, just so we can envision this, when you leave the ramp in the morning, if you're headed for Tellico, how long a run is that?
That's going to take about 50, depending on how far you go into Tellico, you're looking at 50 minutes to an hour. That's, if you got a really good school of fish, that's not a problem. But if you have to, you know, get down there and just grind out of, you know, fish every hour or 2 hours, then that's going to be very stressful, especially if you get, typically Bassmaster Classic, there's always a day you have a fog delay or something crazy happens. Who knows? But it's an interesting place. It's almost like two totally different lakes in one.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, like I said earlier, we're recording this before the Classic starts, so you're on the water right now as this airs, and we hope you're doing very well. You do something really special in the fall of every year, late summer, early fall every year. You raise money for Cast for Kids that Jay Yellis is a big part of. Matter of fact, he gave up professional bass fishing to commit himself full-time to Cast for Kids. And you are a very giving guy. You tell everybody to come on down to Sam Rayburn, and you host a giant tournament every year, Umphrey Pavilion, and a banquet that goes with this. Tell us a little bit about your event.
Yeah, thanks for letting me talk about this. It's something, you know, me and my wife are real proud to be able to put on every year. But we do. It's really three parts. You know, we have the tournament, which is the it's an open tournament for anybody that wants to come fish it. But the evening before, we have a fundraiser. So we have a dinner and, you know, a banquet in Lufkin. And at that event, we'll have an auction. And we have a lot of stuff that's donated to us. I mean, special one-of-a-kind stuff, a lot of hunting trips, fishing trips, it's pretty awesome what people pitch in to help out a good cause. So we auction all that stuff off. Last year we raised over $100,000 at that for Cast for Kids.
Wow.
And, you know, what they're going to use that money for is to fund, for instance, the day of our tournament, the next day after the banquet, we had a Cast for Kids event on the banks of Humphreys Cove down there. And they had about 30 or 40 special needs kids that came out, and they had, you know, everything already set up for them. We baited the hole out. They caught a bunch of fish. They gave them all, you know, free, just a free day. Tackle, rods and reels, T-shirts, lunch, you know, you name it for them and their family. So it's a good getaway for those kids. Get them out. Outdoors and fishing and, you know, whatever troubles they got on their mind, they can forget about those for a day because they're going to catch fish, and that's what we want to accomplish.
Yeah, it's a really, really special time in a beautiful place on a historic lake, and you get to hang out with Keith Combs and Jay Yellis and some other really great bass anglers. Do you have a date set for this year?
It's in late September. I don't know the exact date. We have a website. It's Keith Combs, Sam Rayburn Slam. Or on my Facebook at Keith Combs Fishing. We have lots of updates for that. And as it gets closer, you know, when it gets to be in August and July, we'll start talking about it a lot. And
okay.
I encourage anybody to try to be a part of this. We can always use volunteers for a lot of different things because you'll be rewarded. I mean, we put a lot of effort into this, but it always pays off because we feel very rewarded to help out a good cause.
Absolutely. You do a great job, and Cash for Kids just does phenomenal work all across the United States with our special needs folks, and really puts them on a pedestal, makes them king and queen for a day, and they love it. I've seen the healing effect in these kids, in these youngsters emotionally, from these events, and it's money well spent. So participate, and we'll have a link up to Keith's info for his big fall event as well as we get closer to it, benefiting Cash for Kids Foundation. Another quick break, and then I'm going to take you back to Lake Fork. If you could hang with me a few more minutes, we want to talk about, I was standing there with my mouth hung open when you were bringing in 8-pounder after 8-pounder after 8-pounder and winning the Toyota Texas Bass Classic by about 700 pounds. Can you hang on?
Yes, I'd love to talk about that.
I'm Trapper Joe. When I'm not wrestling alligators, I'm thinking about them with Kenda Outdoors.
Life is better outdoors. Relax and find your space at the beautiful Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Well known for its peaceful setting, lovely grounds, lakefront views, and accommodating Texas-friendly staff, our full hookup sites can accommodate all bus or RV sizes and offer 50-amp service, many spacious pull-throughs, cable TV, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Our fully furnished cabins make it easy to feel miles away without actually roughing it. Enjoy a partially shaded private beach, large playground, fishing pier, water sport rentals, hiking trails, and more. The on-site camp store offers a wide selection of camping supplies, groceries, and gifts. Our landmark pavilion is perfect for your next reunion, rally, or wedding. You'll feel miles away from everything when you're only minutes from anything. Check out historic downtown Grapevine with various entertainment venues, large festivals and events, restaurants, wineries, shopping, and the new world-class Harvest Hall. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, vineyardscampground.com.
They call it Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch.
So the Couples by the Creek is an event we do once a month. It is a time where there's no kids allowed, so the parents can come out for a great evening. We bring them all into the arena and start out shooting in here. We get the skeet shooting going, archery tag. Joe and Nola do a phenomenal dinner afterwards. All your food, all the bow rentals. You can bring your own equipment if you'd like, but you don't have to. Most of the people that come to the Couples by the Creek have never shot a bow. And we have groups of ladies that come, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a couple. We've had four or five guys come together. So it's just a night away from the kiddos, get out and have a good time and have a safe time. But we have a DJ usually afterwards. Let's play some music, get a little dancing going with a great meal to follow.
Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's the dangest date you've ever taken her on. And she just might fall in love with bow shooting, or with you. That's okay. Cinnamon Creek Ranch has the largest archery pro shop on planet Earth, and we do weddings. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Whether I'm still hunting January whitetails in wintry West Texas, November pheasants in snowy South Dakota, crappie through the Minnesota ice, or big brown trout in the cold waters of the Ozarks in the fall, I know that I'm going to be warm and comfortable enough to go all day long. It starts with foundational protection from the frigid extremes. My basics and essentials are Buffalo Wool Company socks, gloves, and neck gaiter. Here's Ron Miskin with Buffalo Wool.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30, chasing muskox. He said, second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard.
Learn the secret of the buffalo. TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
We swapped Neighbor Jones some good cigars for an evening hunt in the honey hole. Come along with Kinder Outdoors.
And this corner of the camp house at Kinder Outdoors is brought to you by Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Very excited. Tonight, we will hand the Boone Pickens Lifetime Sportsman Award to Kevin Costner. Actor Kevin Costner will join us at the Park City's Quail banquet and auction. We always raise historic money at this event. Not uncommon for us to raise $1 million in one night, and not untypical for us to raise $2 million in a night, and tonight will certainly be no exception. A great auction, and Kevin Costner on hand to receive this award that has been picked up in the past by people like the great Ray Sasser, George Strait, Ted Turner, Boone Pickens himself, Ray Mirsky, one of the pillars in the early days of Strike King Lure Company. Going to have a great time tonight. It's sold out. You can't get a ticket. Matter of fact, these tickets typically go on sale in the fall, and they're always gone within a week, sometimes within a couple of days. So keep your eye out for next year. It's always a huge event. And then tomorrow morning, I'm jumping on an airplane and headed out to South Carolina, Isle of Palms, for Jim Shockey's big golf tournament and banquet, benefiting Freedom Hunters. What a worthy event and opportunity. I'm really looking forward to spending some time with Jim and Eva and the Shockey family. I think Louise is planning to be there. And most importantly, our brave men and women of the U.S. and Canadian military. If you're in the neighborhood, drop by, drop a buck or two in the hat, maybe win an auction item at the Jim Shockey Classic, Isle of Palms, South Carolina.
Keith Combs is fishing his ninth Bassmaster Classic on the Tennessee River this week, and he's hanging out with us at Kinder Outdoors today. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Keith.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
3 years out of four on Lake Fork, you won the Toyota Texas Bass Classic, which was a premier event bringing together, I think it was the top 40 bass anglers on the planet. I mean, it was a tough room to play, for sure. And you won the crown 3 years out of four. And 1 year in particular, I was standing there along with the rest of the world, and we watched you bring in 110 pounds in 3 days. Will you ever have another 3 days like that in your life? That's amazing.
I was, catching them, and it was just amazing to me because it was the perfect storm. And I don't know that I'll ever get a chance to catch them like that again in a tournament, at least a big tournament. But Fork was – what was happening, the lake was low, and those fish were schooled up, and they were just moving out and stacking up on offshore spots, and we hit it perfect. You know, in practice, I didn't really catch that many big ones. Campbell on the first day of the tournament and checked a couple places that only had one or two fish, and they had just – those schools of one or two fish had grown to 20 fish, and we just sat there catching them on a big crankbait, and it was phenomenal. So it was the – one of the premier big fish lakes in the world, at not just the perfect time, but the perfect water conditions. And when it all lines up like that, magic happens. And I mean, I caught them and I was lucky enough to win, but I remember the first day out of 45 guys, it took like 32 pounds just to crack a top 10. And I just looked at that. It is a big deal in a Bassmaster tournament to catch 100 pounds. You get the Century Club belt, big WWF gold belt. That's your prize for catching over 100 pounds. A big deal. But myself and I think two other guys caught 100 pounds on 3 days that week at Fork. So that I don't think we'll ever see that again. you know?
No, it was just phenomenal. We just couldn't believe it. I was following you in my pickup because I don't remember exactly where you were, but on some little point there, a stumpy point, you were just sitting out there banging them with a crankbait. You were chumping, you were chunking a crankbait, and they wanted to eat them.
Yeah, I'm not sure which spot it was. I had three or four spots that I, you know, I'd already had in my game plan, but I was able to find two or three more schools just in that tournament. And, it's a good example of, you know, kind of fishing on the fly a lot, really, just because I realized it's, you know, the spring bite is fading to that summer bite. And for the guys that got out there a little bit deeper than what it was thought to be, or what the predominant pattern was thought to be, it really paid off.
Yeah, they were, and you're right, they were transitioning. You caught them from super shallow to super deep. And everywhere in between. It was just whatever Keith Combs did that day was right. Couldn't do wrong. Well, hey, I hope we're going to watch you hoist a Bassmaster Classic trophy tomorrow afternoon, Sunday, in Knoxville, Tennessee. We'll be watching and cheering for you as always. Win that thing, get back down here to Texas, fish some warm water.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to give it my all. You know, you only get so many chances to win a classic. And, you know, I'm just going to buckle down and fish as hard as I can and hopefully bring that trophy back to Texas.
This is a Kinder Outdoors Conservation Minute, a focus on people that make a difference.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and I want to make sure that all of our calendars are marked with the dates for our 2023 annual military charity golf event. The dates are March 26th and 27th of 2023. We'll be returning to the Wild Dunes Resort on the Isle of Palms in South Carolina. Now here's the best part. The proceeds from this military charity golf event, supported by Freedom Hunters, goes to award the honorable service personnel of our U.S. and Canadian Armed Forces with outdoor adventures. There's no better cause than honoring the courageous men and women that protect our freedom. So go to jimshockeyclassic.com to register. So again, that's March 26th and 27th of 2023 at the Wild Dunes Resort. And by the way, that's the South Carolina coast in the springtime. It doesn't get any better than that. I'll see you there.
Preserving what we love and educating the next generation every day. To learn more, visit us at KinderOutdoors.com.
Hey, I was talking about that Park City's Quail event tonight. Kevin Costner and the whole gang going to be there. It's going to be a big night. During the live auction, an opportunity to bid on a hunt and a stay with my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. That ought to tell you something. To make this auction, you have to be amongst the top 25 or 30 best hunting or fishing related opportunities on the planet. It's a very, very special auction that Park City's Quail hosts every year, and Joshua Creek Ranch is always a part of it. Somebody will win a trip to Joshua Creek Ranch tonight, and I bet you in the bidding, there will be people that have visited the ranch before. They know the quality of Joe and Ann Kirchival, their family and staff, the ranch itself, the dogs, the birds, the hunting, the food, the lodging. They know this is five-star, top-notch. But you don't have to win the auction to go. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch when you visit me at KinderOutdoors.com. It's one of my favorite hangouts. Hey, if you cannot make it to Knoxville, Tennessee this weekend to the Tennessee River and the convention center there in Knoxville to be an eyewitness to the crowning of the 2023 Bassmasters Classic champion, you can still watch all of the action. FS1, Fox Sports 1, live coverage throughout the morning today. Noon until 3 tomorrow, Sunday, you can watch the final hours of fishing on Fox Network, and then the crowning of a champion from 10 until 10:30 tomorrow night, Sunday night on FS1, Fox Sports 1, the Super 6 Final, when they crown the 2023 Bassmaster Classic champion.
Hunters and fishermen gather here every week. Boy, we need another freezer. This camp house is Kinder Outdoors.
And I'm Billy Kinder. Glad you're here. Thanks for hanging out in our camp house today. At Kinder Outdoors, this corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Take a look. Just check out the standings at a field trial. Any field trial across the U.S. or the Westminster Show. The champions are more than likely Purina Pro Plan dogs. Pick up the formula that best suits your champ. Purina Pro Plan is at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma and Texas, Arkansas, Kansas, and Missouri. The late Ray Sasser was our camp house storyteller for a long time here at Kinder Outdoors, and he was a fan of outdoor writers. Editor of the Dallas Morning News for 30 years, he authored 11 books on the great outdoors. And one of his articles was about some of his favorite writers and passages. Pour yourself a fresh cup of coffee and enjoy Ray Sasser.
Here's some things that I wish I'd written, but another wrote first. I had foolishly become a workaholic, forgetting that all the money in the world can't buy back even 1 hour of life, and the largest bill of currency in the universe is nothing at all if you hold it up next to a trout of the same length. Russell Chatham wrote that. Men may be raised differently, under different philosophies, with different needs and different values, but hunting and fishing are only less universal than hunger and love and death. Roderick Haig Brown wrote that one. I don't know what there is about Cape Buffalo that frightens me so. Lions and leopards and rhinos excite me, but don't frighten me. But that buff is so big and mean and ugly and hard to stop and vindictive and cruel and surly and ornery. He looks like he hates you personally. He looks like you owe him money. Robert Ruart wrote that one. Time is but a stream I go a-fishing in, wrote Henry David Thoreau. Here's one of my favorite quotes by a dog writer named Bill Tarrant. It was like just meeting you made his day. He quivered with excitement, rolled over in submission, nuzzled up so as the warmth of his body came soothing to your heart through the skin of your ankle. So you picked him up. That's the way with love. It's contagious. Here's some things that I wrote and I still like. That first faint blush of daylight, when the sky lightens as if a cut has allowed the darkness to bleed away, is the best part of a deer hunting day. First light is a time filled with anticipation when you are certain a deer will appear at any moment and you have a whole day of hunting to look forward to. Here's another one. A white snake seems to undulate across the gently rippling surface of the clear, dark waters of Caddo Lake. The snake is the reflection of a jet stream from a silver plane flashing high overhead. Over this elder statesman of Texas lakes, the plane seems strangely out of place, and its neo-reptile offspring is soon destroyed by the wake of J.D. Buddy Andrews' boat. Here's a reflection from a time when I was a kid and used to catch and or capture frogs other ways. A pine knot catching a big bullfrog flush between the eyes makes a satisfying twack, not unlike the sound created when the fat barrel of a Louisville slugger collides dead center with a fastball. The pale glow of a flashlight hardly mesmerizes a frog as would, say, a 500,000 candle power spotlight. The frogs of my youth often took evasive action, juking like a Charlie Huff knuckler at its unpredictable best. Even when we missed, the club still made that satisfying whack when it hit the mud. There was no crowd to witness our embarrassment, just mud-spattered jeans on a scorecard of sorts to record swings and misses. Finally, my reflection from an experience I had peacock bass fishing. In Venezuela, on an isolated stretch of jungle river, I threw a topwater plug for peacock bass. Peacocks are the ultimate warm water game fish. Picture a largemouth bass bombarded by radiation until it glows in the dark, uses 5-aught treble hooks for toothpicks, and hit its lure so hard that the number of strikes can be tallied by counting mouth prints on the hard plastic lure, and you have a pretty good idea of peacock bass fishing. With no human other than our own fishing party closer than 5 miles, we catch the peacock bass for the sure thrill of it and try to release the fish without hurting them or without them hurting us.
What a talent. My old buddy Ray Sasser. He was our camp house storyteller for a long, long time. We lost Ray to cancer a few years ago. When I first approached Ray about reading some of his work on the air, he was no. He did not want to do that. I hounded him. I was persistent. And after time, he eventually said yes. I'm so glad I stayed after Ray, and that we now have this treasure of his writings in his own voice. Kinder Outdoors is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. I have fed Pro Plan Performance Formula in the purple sport bag to my hard-working bird dogs for decades and decades. 30% protein and 20% fat. The ultimate fuel for your hard-working bird dog. Pick up a bag of Pro Plan Performance at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Keith Combs catches giant bass, and he does it well. So well that he makes a living doing it on the Bassmaster Elite Tour. He's busy on the Tennessee River this week fishing the Bassmasters Classic. We caught up with him just before the Classic kicked off, and we'll share that with you next. Some of the most outstanding memories in Brendan's young life have been the hunting trips that he takes with Dad.
Duck, doves, quail.
But the good times aren't just reserved for the dove field or the deer blind. They all start in the cab of that classic Chevrolet when you pull out of the drive.
The corner store, you get a snack, and you just talk about Bucky's.
Because it's Bucky's.
Yeah.
It's fun hiding from the cold with Dad in a duck blind. And the ice doesn't seem that bad out in that old flat-bottom boat for a little while.
A decoy, he starts it up, and sometimes the decoys make noises, I think. Or if that doesn't work, he just uses his call. And then they just come, but sometimes we come back with nothing.
But home away from home is that classic Chevrolet.
I love sleeping in the car and then waking up still in the car, so I can just feel the comfort knowing that will be fun.
At Classic Chevrolet, we sell memory makers. Come get yours. ClassicChevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and I want to make sure that all of our calendars are marked with the dates for our 2023 annual military charity golf event. The dates are March 26th and 27th of 2023. We'll be returning to the Wild Dunes Resort on the Isle of Palms in South Carolina. Now, here's the best part. The proceeds from this military charity golf event, supported by Freedom Hunters, goes to award the honorable service personnel of our U.S. and Canadian Armed Forces with outdoor adventures. There's no better cause than honoring the courageous men and women that protect our freedom. So go to JimShockeyClassic.com to register. So again, that's March 26th and 27th of 2023 at the Wild Dunes Resort. And by the way, that's the South Carolina coast in the springtime. It doesn't get any better than that. I'll see you there.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
The fish came from our waters, the meat from our fields, the heritage and history from our hearts. Glad you're in camp with us at Kinder Outdoors.
You can watch the exciting action of the Bassmaster Classic on the Tennessee River on FS1 this morning, and again tomorrow, Sunday morning, and then the conclusion, the final 3 hours of fishing, noon until 3 on Fox, tomorrow, Sunday, and then tomorrow night, 10 o'clock until 10:30, it is the Bassmaster Classic Super 6 Final. That is when the final 6 anglers are weighed at the weigh-in. One of those 6 will take home the Ray Scott Bassmaster Classic trophy and a $300,000 payday. Right now, though, out on the water, the Classic continues. It got kicked off yesterday, Friday. And just before the Classic started, I had a conversation with fellow Texan Bassmaster Elite Angler and Bassmaster Classic competitor, Keith Combs.
Keith, welcome back to the show. I always enjoyed my visits with you.
Well, man, I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. And, you know, we're taping this a few days before the Bassmaster Classic on the Tennessee River. So at the time of this airing, I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, that makes two of us. It's an exciting week, man. Always good to be in the Bassmasters Classic, and you know, this is a good place for it. It's a good setup, good venue. Guys will be able to do whatever they want to do and catch fish.
There you go. Is this your 9th Classic?
It is. I believe it is.
Did you ever, before you qualified as an angler, were you fortunate enough to attend a Classic, go take it all in?
You know, I never did go to one. There was several times I could have went and checked it out, and I always said, you know what, I'm gonna make that thing. I'm gonna make it. So that's how I'm gonna get there. And that was my kind of rule of thumb. But once you get to compete in one of those, it drives you every single day to get back to it.
I'm sure that's all you think about all year long is getting back up there again. For folks that don't know Keith Combs, he is a home run hitter. He is a Hank Aaron in the bass fishing world. He likes to catch giants, and he's proven that out by moving to one of the most famous big bass bodies of water on the planet. You live in Huntington, Texas, down there by Sam Rayburn. How big is the town? How many red lights are there in Huntington, Texas?
Well, in Huntington, there's one. So, you know, we kind of got out of there and moved to the outskirts of Huntington to get out of that rat race. But
yeah, it was getting a little too tight around town, so you had to move to the suburbs of Huntington,
yeah,
Texas.
We're out in the suburbs. But we live really close to, closer to Rayburn, and, you know, that lets me get out on Rayburn and enjoy it more and hone my skills.
You know, within 20 miles of that red light in Huntington, Texas, are there more 10-pound bass or human beings?
Definitely 10-pound bass.
That's a good place to be. Fish have always, bass particularly, have always dictated kind of where you live. You follow the bass. That's where you make your home.
It really has, especially in my younger days. You know, I was, you know, not. I was basically, like you said, moving where the bite was, and when Amstead was hot, I was there and guiding, and just, gosh, I got to learn so much about fishing because the fishing was so good, and did the same thing on Falcon when it was at its best. You know, I lived down there, and you know, now I've kind of settled in the Rayburn area just to be a little more central for traveling, and it's always good. You know, it's not. It's not like a Falcon when it was in its prime, but day in and day out, you got to shoot for 20 plus pounds on Rayburn, and that's a good lake.
Absolutely. You know, OH Ivy has grabbed all the headlines now for 2 or 3 years, and rightfully so. They are just on fire at Ivy. But if you want to fish a true Texas legend, a bucket list lake that's just, it's just going to be good year after year after year, decade after decade, it's Sam Rayburn.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, Ivy's, I mean, had it not got so much publicity, things might be a little different down there. But it is definitely the place to go to target a really, really big fish right now. I mean, if you're looking for the fish of a lifetime, and that's 12 to 13, 14-pound bass, Ivy's the place to go. But, you know, I think a lot more people will make that trip and leave Ivy saying, gosh, you know, that was tougher than I thought. But consistently, you know, you got a chance at a really big one at Rayburn, and you got a chance at a lot of good fish, and that's what I'm looking for.
What makes that lake so good decade after decade? I mean, you look at that lake all the way back to its roots, and it's just been a great bass fishery. Why is that?
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's really a big flat lake. A lot of big flats extend way out into the lake, so that just gives the fish a lot of different options. It always has hydrilla, and when the lake is full or over full, which it's been over full quite a bit in the last few years, it's got so much brush. Well, for example, I was out there last week, and the lake is at normal level, but you can't access probably most of the bass right now because they're still at normal level, pushed so far back in that brush. So unlike most lakes, that gives them a great spawn, and then it gives the fry a great chance to survive, you know, from predators. So Rayburn's amount of cover and the amount of bait fish it has, I think, are the two main factors to making it such a great lake.
Listen, if they're up in the sticks so far that Keith Combs can't get them, you might as well watch the March Madness or something, because you ain't going to get them either. Hey, yeah. Keith, Big Sam gets an immense amount of pressure. It's incredible the number of tournaments that go out on Rayburn. But it just, do you, I don't see it affecting that lake negatively too much. You would know better than me, though. Does the pressure ever get to that lake?
Well, you know, I think it can definitely handle it better than any other lake that I've ever fished anywhere in the country. It can handle the pressure. But, yes, it does. I mean, it does affect it. I can see when I go out there during the week, fishing is definitely easier than when tournament time rolls around and the weekend comes and there's a lot of boats on the river, and it gets tougher. But like I said, you know, it handles the pressure good day in and day out. It produces, but pressure definitely affects even a big lake like Rayburn. But, you know, a lot of guys are, you know, catching and releasing on the really big ones. That's important. And so Rayburn's always going to be good.
I want to know about this. Does Jennifer, does your wife Jennifer bass fish? Does she like to go?
Oh, yeah. I think she likes to fish more than I do. She fished with me. We had that little break when we came back from Seminole, and it was a pretty weekend, and we went out to Rayburn, and she caught an 8-pounder. So that's about 4 pounds bigger than anything I caught that day.
Well, how often does she win the boat when you guys go out together?
I make it a point to let her win all the time.
And that's your story, and you're sticking to it, right?
That's it. That's my story.
Keith Combs is fishing the Bassmaster Classic today, this week, in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Tennessee River. We're going to take just a short break, Keith, and then we want to talk to you a little bit about river fishing and the Tennessee River in particular, if you can hang on.
I'll be here. Sounds good.
Purina Pro Plan congratulates all of the regional field trial champions of the National Shoot to Retrieve Association across the United States. It's spring regional championship time. And if you put your dog up at the end of bird season and you're just sitting around waiting on September or October or November to roll around, look into a field trial. The folks are friendly. They'd love to have you. And you will spend more time in the field with your dog. Pick up Purina Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores or wherever you buy your dog food. More from Bassmaster Elite Angler Keith Combs when we come back from the coffee pot here at Kinder Outdoors.
This is professional hunter Ivan Carter with Kinder Outdoors.
John Payne and his Tejas Ranch Fence Company know that there's no cookie-cutter approach. Every job, every ranch, every lay of land is unique and custom.
We're able to take a look at the owner's intent, the individual characteristics of the property, and really come up with a solution that works for them. We've got a great team here that has a passion for what we do. Your land, our passion. We love bringing out the best in your property. TejasRanchFence.com.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
Introducing Canyon Valley Provisions.
Grass-fed beef is high in omega-3s and conjugated linoleic acid, which is known as CLAs. And in layman terms, it's a type of fat that your body can use, and it doesn't damage your heart or any part of your vascular system.
Buy better beef for your family.
We manage holistically, or some people call it regeneratively. We want everything that we do to be a part of our good stewardship of the land. We think that's what God's put us here to do, so the cattle are healthy and the land's healthy. We want both. We don't want one or the other.
If you were to buy a grass-fed, grass-finished steak by the pound, you'd pay anywhere from $18 to $30 a pound. But if you buy a quarter, half, or whole, you're ranging from anywhere $7.80 and below. So you're paying a third of the price for that steak and, you know, those good cuts. And you get a whole lot more bang for your buck when you buy in bulk.
Don't let 2020 happen in your home again. CanyonValleyProvisions.com. Raising cattle in West Texas for five generations. Ag Texas. The name itself says trust, honesty, strength, and tradition. Ag Texas has from the get-go been dedicated to the prosperity of agriculture and rural America. The Ag Texas family can help grow your herd or your operation. Give us a call and talk to Ag Texas Pros about risk management in the form of crop insurance, protecting borrowed capital and savings. We specialize in everything from dairy cows to pecan trees. And have the right financial tools and knowledge at Ag Texas to help you grow and grow safely. We can't tell you when it's going to rain again, but we can assure that your crop, your cows, your family, and the family land are secure and protected no matter the storm or the dry spell. We are agriculture at Ag Texas, and we look forward to visiting with you. Ag Texas is at agtexas.com and just down the road.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
In Genesis chapter 9, God himself told man that if it flies, moves on the earth, or swims in the water, it is meat for us. What a gracious God we have. We celebrate that in this old camp house, Kinder Outdoors.
He's one of my favorite bass anglers, has been for a long time, Keith Combs. Thank you for spending some time with us today, Keith.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here.
You're on the Tennessee River this week. You guys are fishing a Bassmaster Classic on the Tennessee River. That's a whole lot different than Sam Rayburn, Texas. You're river fishing. What do you think about river fishing? Are you a fan?
I like the place. It's a tough fishery. I believe I fished four other events in Fort Loudoun, Teleco on the Tennessee River, and they've always been tough. But that's just something that it's going to be the same tough fishery for everybody. The way the place sets up, totally different than really anything we have in Texas. Well, I say that, but some of the lakes in the central part of the state, like Belton and some of the lakes I grew up fishing, they have some similarities, except they don't have the current that this place has, but they got the same kind of rock banks and some of the same type of look. Overall, I mean, it's not a place I would go and say, I can't wait to go there because the fishing is going to be off the chart, but there's not a lot of places I can think of that set up better for a Bassmaster Classic than where we're going.
This time of year, it can be rainy. You never know what you're going to get. So do you expect water to be flowing pretty steady the entire time?
I'm not, looking at the forecast, it doesn't look like it's going to be, really rolling that hard. It looks like it's going to be very cold. We're probably going to be seeing temperatures in the very, very cold water temperatures. So, despite the fact that bass are spawning all over Texas and in a lot of lakes, I think here it's going to be more of a winter pre-spawn type tournament.
Yeah, we've got some temperatures well down around Sam Rayburn and from like Lake Whitney and further south in Texas. We're seeing some 60 plus degree water now. North Texas is almost there. But man, in Tennessee and on the Tennessee River, it's a whole different ball game up there. And I've given Keith Combs a really tough job. We're actually recording this interview a few days before the Classic, so I'm asking him to do a little guesswork about the water and all. So I really appreciate your effort. How's somebody going to go about winning this? Talk to me about baits. How's somebody going to go about winning this thing?
Gosh, if you look at Lake Fort, there's really two lakes. There's Lake Fort Loudoun and there's Lake Teleco. And then there's a stretch that I would just consider the Tennessee River that leads into Fort Loudoun. They're two really different places, a Fort Loudoun tournament is probably going to be, if the whole field had to fish Fort Loudoun, I would say it's going to be typical, pre-spawn bank beach type stuff. A lot of small crankbaits, lipless crankbaits, duck cricket, spinnerbait, those types of things, jig. Up there in less than 3 or 4 foot of water, mostly targeting pockets and creeks and things like that. But the wild card is Lake Teleco. It'll be a long run to get to that lake, but it's clear, and there's a lot of different things you can do in Teleco, like catch them deep. So, you know, who knows? I mean, I think most people are going to choose the Fort Loudoun type of game plan because it's, you know, it's a closer lake. But I think somebody could still go to Teleco, find something special, and, you know, went to St. Fish in deep water.
Give us, just so we can envision this, when you leave the ramp in the morning, if you're headed for Teleco, how long a run is that?
That's going to take about 50, depending on how far you go into Teleco, you're looking at 50 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
You know, which, that's, if you got a really good school of fish, that's not a problem. But if you have to, you know, get down there and just grind out of, you know, fish every hour or 2 hours, then that's going to be very stressful, especially if you get, typically, Bassmasters Classic, there's always a day you have a fog delay or something crazy happens. Who knows? But it's an interesting place. It's almost like two totally different lakes in one.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, like I said earlier, we're recording this before the Classic starts, so you're on the water right now as this airs, and we hope you're doing very well. You do something really special in the fall of every year, late summer, early fall, every year. You raise money for Cast for Kids that Jay Yellis is a big part of. Matter of fact, he gave up professional bass fishing to commit himself full-time to Cast for Kids. And you are a very giving guy. You tell everybody to come on down to Sam Rayburn, and you host a giant tournament every year, Umphrey Pavilion, and a banquet that goes with this. Tell us a little bit about your event.
Yeah, thanks for letting me talk about this. It's something, you know, me and my wife are real proud to be able to put on every year. But we do. It's really three parts. You know, we have the tournament, which is it's an open tournament for anybody that wants to come fish it. But the evening before, we have a fundraiser. So we have a dinner and you know, a banquet in Lufkin, and at that event we'll have an auction, and we have a lot of stuff that's donated to us. I mean, special one of a kind stuff, a lot of hunting trips, fishing trips, it's pretty awesome what people pitch in to help out a good cause. So we auction all that stuff off. Last year we raised over $100,000 at that for Cast for Kids.
Wow.
And you know what they're going to use that money for is to fund, well, for instance, the day of our tournament, the next day after the banquet, we had a Cast for Kids event on the banks of Humphreys Cove down there, and they had about 30 or 40 special needs kids that came out, and they had, you know, everything already set up for them. We baited the hole out. They caught a bunch of fish. They gave them all, you know, free. Just a free day of tackle, rods and reels, T-shirts, lunch, you know, you name it for them and their family. So it's a good getaway for those kids. Get them outdoors and fishing, and, you know, whatever troubles they got on their mind, they can forget about those for a day because they're going to catch fish, and that's what we want to accomplish.
Yeah, it's a really, really special time in a beautiful place on a historic lake, and you get to hang out with Keith Combs and Jay Yellis and some other really great bass anglers. Do you have a date set for this year?
It's in late September. I don't know the exact date. We have a website. It's Keith Combs Sam Rayburn Slam, or on my Facebook at Keith Combs Fishing. We have lots of updates for that. And as it gets closer, you know, when it gets to be in August and July, we'll start talking about it a lot. And
okay.
You know, I encourage anybody to try to be a part of this. We can always use volunteers for a lot of different things because you'll be rewarded. I mean, we put a lot of effort into this, but it always pays off because we feel very rewarded to help out a good cause.
Absolutely. You do a great job, and Cash for Kids just does phenomenal work all across the United States with our special needs folks, and really puts them on a pedestal, makes them king and queen for a day, and they love it. I've seen the healing effect in these kids, in these youngsters emotionally from these events, and it's money well spent, so participate, and we'll have a link up to Keith's info for his big fall event. As well as we get closer to it, benefiting Cash for Kids Foundation. Another quick break, and then I'm going to take you back to Lake Fork. If you could hang with me a few more minutes, we want to talk about, I was standing there with my mouth hung open when you were bringing in 8-pounder after 8-pounder after 8-pounder and winning the Toyota Texas Bass Classic by about 700 pounds. Can you hang on?
Yes, I'd love to talk about that.
Brought to you by Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. It is 5-star upland bird hunting. The very best, says Beretta and Orvis and Shooting Sportsman and Kinder Outdoors. U.S. Highway 287 carries elk hunters and fly fishers, snow skiers and bird dog chasers, 72-ounce steak eaters, varied Cadillac picture takers, antelopers, prairie doggers, and rattlesnakers. The Herdware store sits on Highway 287 near Goodnight, Texas. Now, only 18 people live around here, so to keep the lights turned on, we need you 287 travelers to stop by. Come in out of the weather and take a look at the most unique store between the Gulf and Pacific coasts. One-of-a-kind artwork, jewelry, knives, and more. Feel the luxurious softness and warmth of bison socks, gloves, hats, beanies, blankets, and scarves. You'll think it's cashmere, and it's warmer than wool. Our sister company, Buffalo Wool, produces the finest bison products on the planet. The Herdware store is boots and shoes, bison blankets and throws, even bison meats for the road. The Herdware store, 42 miles southeast of Amarillo. Hey, drop by right now at herdware.net. Whether I'm still hunting January whitetails in wintry West Texas, November pheasants in snowy South Dakota, crappie through the Minnesota ice, or big brown trout in the cold waters of the Ozarks in the fall, I know that I'm going to be warm and comfortable enough to go all day long. It starts with foundational protection from the frigid extremes. My basics and essentials are Buffalo Wool Company socks, gloves, and neck gaiter. Here's Ron Miskin with Buffalo Wool.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He sent, went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30, chasing muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard.
Learn the secret of the buffalo, thebuffalowoolco.com. TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. The Wild Sheep Foundation. Our purpose sounds simple, to put and keep wild sheep on the mountain. But from where we stand to the top of the mountain is a challenging and exciting journey. To be successful, we support the top scientific minds in wildlife research. We tell the story and history of the wild sheep in North America to those around us, like you. And step by step, we protect and grow wild sheep populations. If not for the Wild Sheep Foundation, more than $115 million in care, concern, and conservation work would not have happened over the past 40 years. Important work that has seen our wild sheep populations grow from 25,000 or so in the 1950s to more than 85,000 today. Learn more about the worldwide leader in wild sheep conservation. Secure a membership. Attend a banquet, bid on an auction item, make an impact on top of the mountain. WildSheepFoundation.org.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want outdoor adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Outdoorsmen and women, hunters, shooters, and fishers are the reason that wild creatures roam bountifully in wild places. This is where we come together to talk about it. Kender Outdoors.
Hey, at Joshua Creek Ranch, when you visit the place and enjoy wonderful upland bird hunting, some of the best on planet Earth, don't forget to take the fly rod. Crystal clear Joshua Creek runs right through the middle of the place, featuring the star of the show, our native Texas Guadalupe Bass. Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more about this incredible place when you visit me at kinderoutdoors.com. Let's get back to Knoxville, Tennessee in the Bassmaster Classic and 9-time qualifier Keith Combs, our guest on the show today.
Keith Combs is fishing his 9th Bassmaster Classic on the Tennessee River this week, and he's hanging out with us at Kinder Outdoors today. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Keith.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
3 years out of four. On Lake Fork, you won the Toyota Texas Bass Classic, which was a premier event bringing together, I think it was the top 40 bass anglers on the planet. I mean, it was a tough room to play, for sure. And you won the crown 3 years out of four. And 1 year in particular, I was standing there along with the rest of the world, and we watched you bring in 110 pounds in 3 days. Will you ever have another 3 days like that in your life? That's amazing.
I was, catching them, and it was just amazing to me because it was the perfect storm. And I don't know that I'll ever get a chance to catch them like that again in a tournament, at least a big tournament. But Fork was – what was happening, the lake was low, and those fish were schooled up, and they were just moving out and stacking up on offshore spots, and we hit it perfect. You know, in practice, I didn't really catch that many big ones. Campbell on the first day of the tournament and checked a couple places that only had one or two fish, and they had just, those schools of one or two fish had grown to 20 fish, and we just sat there catching them on a big crankbait, and it was phenomenal. So it was the, one of the premier big fish lakes in the world at not just the perfect time, but the perfect water conditions. And when it all lines up like that, magic happens. And I mean, I caught them and I was lucky enough to win, but I remember the first day out of 45 guys, it took like 32 pounds just to crack a top 10. And I just looked at that. It is a big deal in a Bassmaster tournament to catch 100 pounds. You get the Century Club belt, big WWF gold belt. That's your prize for catching over 100 pounds. A big deal. But myself and I think two other guys caught 100 pounds on 3 days that week at Fork. So that I don't think we'll ever see that again.
No. It was just phenomenal. We just couldn't believe it. I was following you in my pickup because I don't remember exactly where you were, but on some little point there, a stumpy point, you were just sitting out there banging them with a crankbait. You were chumping, you were chunking a crankbait, and they wanted to eat them.
Yeah, I'm not sure which spot it was. I had three or four spots that I'd already had in my game plan, but I was able to find two or three more schools just in that tournament. It's a good example of, kind of fishing on the fly a lot, really, just because I realized the spring bite is fading to that summer bite. And for the guys that got out there a little bit deeper than what it was thought to be, or what the predominant pattern was thought to be, it really paid off.
Yeah, they were, and you're right, they were transitioning. You caught them from super shallow to super deep, and everywhere in between. It was just whatever Keith Combs did that day was right. Couldn't do wrong. Well, hey, I hope we're going to watch you hoist a Bassmaster Classic trophy tomorrow afternoon, Sunday, in Knoxville, Tennessee. We'll be watching and cheering for you, as always. Win that thing, get back down here to Texas, fish some warm water.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to give it my all. You only get so many chances to win a classic. And, I'm just going to buckle down and fish as hard as I can and hopefully bring that trophy back to Texas.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, just go to YouTube. There's a video and a how-to for everything these days. And that's true. But the information is not necessarily true all the time. Be wary of what you read on the Internet, especially when it comes to training up your bird dogs. I had a conversation with Ronnie Smith about that, one of our pro staffers up in the great state of Oklahoma, Ronnie Smith Kennels.
Computers are a really good thing. They can help us. They can also hack us off. They can delay our day. They can make things a lot worse. They can also make us worse dog trainers. Problem with the Internet is maybe too much information at times. We become too dependent on, I've got a question, let me Google that. And assuming that what we read there is right all the time can get us in trouble, especially in dog training.
That's right. It's that if it's on the Internet, it's true. That is so hilarious. And I know I am sourcing things that I don't know anything about, and I get on the forums and I'm trying to learn, I assume that everybody knows what they're talking about. And then I come across something that I know about, and I realize that there are a lot of people that have no idea what they're talking about. So I guess what I would like to say is that if you're trying to figure out what breed of dog it is that you want, the Internet is a good starting point, but then you probably need to speak with reputable people. Don't base all of your research on just the Internet. Speak with reputable people. Go to hunting lines. Go to those bloodlines that do what you want. Don't buy a horseback field trial dog for a grouse dog. Be smart about it. So don't believe everything you see on the Internet. I get clients that come in and they have a dog, and I ask them, why did you get this breed? And it's all Internet based, and it possibly wasn't the right dog for them.
Yeah. Do your research beyond. That is a good starting point, maybe. And you can pick up some good things on there. But if you don't know, you don't know if you're getting good information or bad information. I like what you say. Go to people who've had some success with some breeds before, maybe field trialers or people who have had success out in the wild bird field, and ask them about their dogs and the different attributes of their breeds and learning capability, scenting capability. Learn a little bit about the mama and the papa.
Well, that's right. Whenever we go to buy something like a boat or a car, it's looks. It's the way something looks initially that we're attracted to, that we're drawn to. So take the time and go watch a field trial and see how the dogs move and say to yourself, I like that dog. I like the way they move. I like the way they look. Then do your research and then talk to people that are familiar with that breed and help you make a better decision.
Here's my process of picking a puppy, okay? I've always found the breeding that I like, found the breed that I am most congenial with or get along with the most, and then I'll find an upcoming litter and a breeding that I want and the genes in that dog that I want, and then I just tell them, they'll say, you want to come over and pick your pup? And I say, no, just give me the whitest dog in the litter, because I've got this thing in my mind that a whiter dog runs a little cooler in my Texas heat than a solid liver dog.
Yeah, that's right. And white dogs are easier to see in the cover.
Well, that's right. That's another good point.
Yeah, I agree. Mine is is typically the head. I like to have a nice symmetrical marked head, and that's kind of what I go off of.
Unless there's a big old jug-headed dog that can find more birds than the rest of them, then he's your favorite.
Well, that's right.
When you spend a little time at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country enjoying a world-class bird hunt, you're going to hunt behind some well-trained dogs. As a matter of fact, they have a kennel that contains about 100 of them. Your dogs are welcome, too, though. Go enjoy this wonderful 5-star place that Joe and Ann Kercheval have built. Hey, we're all out of time. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I also want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together, and invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.